Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey guys, me Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, joined by Andrew Egger and Ben Parker to talk about pretty much the craziest shit we've seen in a long time. We are also sitting around today waiting for the impact of the Trump tariff regime to kick in. And then at roughly, 1:15 or so, that's about right, Trump puts out a tweet, a bleep, whatever you want to call it, announcing that he is not, in fact, going forward with the tariffs that he had outlined. He's going to jack up the ones on China to about 125%. And then, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, he's going to put a pause, a 90-day pause on tariff hikes for 75 countries that have approached him and been receptive or not adversarial towards him. And but he will have a 10% reciprocal tariff in place with those countries still. I don't know. It's very hard because we're just reading a bleat to figure out what's going on. Why don't you break it down for us, Andrew?
Yeah. So bottom line, we are so back. The markets have gone absolutely berserk based on this tweet. Let's just pause for 1 second to dwell on how insane it is that this is how we get any news at all, let alone the news that is, you know, so world historically important that it has caused the NASDAQ to jump. Every time you refresh it, it's a little higher.
Hockey sticks, baby.
This bleat is all we have. We don't have a statement for the White House. We don't have specifics yet. And the bleat is obviously written in Trump's own voice. It's a little bit unclear. But essentially what happened is Trump slapped these Liberation Day tariffs on a few days ago, right? And it was a 10% baseline tariff on basically everywhere in the world. But the real kicker was these reciprocal tariffs that he layered on top, which were massively, massively larger than that, you know, upwards of 50% on a lot of countries in the neighborhood of 50% on a lot of countries, basically just extinction level tariffs for most trade between us and a lot of different places. Different countries have responded to that in different ways. So China and the EU both have responded within the last 48 hours by slapping new reciprocal tariffs on us. And you know, the markets have suffered from those. But the real reason that things have been diving down so hard is basically just that there's no safe haven, right? Everyone always kind of knew Trump was going to go after China. There might be tariffs and stuff involved there. But there were ways for countries to get around, or for companies to get around this sort of thing without abandoning the whole prospect of global trade at all, right? A lot of countries moved some manufacturing from China to Vietnam in anticipation of new China tariffs and things like that.
So that was why things spiked
down so hard. Now what Trump is announcing is the 10% baseline tariff, seemingly, according to the wording of his tweet, is still going to be in place on everybody. So still a real giant disruption to global trade, but with the exception of China and the EU. And again, he doesn't mention the EU in this tweet, but the implication is that he says these 75 countries that have not retaliated, of about the 90 who he slapped the tariffs on in the first place, those 75 are going to lose the totally invented, totally catastrophic reciprocal tariffs and be only at the baseline. And again, we're seeing the markets just blast upward like cork out of a bottle.
A quick summarization from our friend Josh Wingrove at Bloomberg. He says this is a total reallocation of his tariffs and basically amounts to a 10% universal tariff, as Andrew said, 125% rate for China, which will basically amount to something closer to a trade embargo on China, and maybe rates higher than 10% for whomever else he thinks retaliated. I believe the initial number of countries was 90 plus or 90-ish. So that leaves about 15 countries. We don't know which countries. I don't know.
Right. I mean,
mostly here. But not the entire EU. There's more countries than that in the EU. So it's like pieces of it.
There are 15 non-mentioned countries who still might be targeted with higher reciprocal tariffs. We don't know. We're just going off of the bleat. So, odd way to make economic policy, Ben.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think Andrew wrote about this. We saw a little hint of this earlier when there was that fake headline going around that they were going to
do. Oh, the Walter Bloomberg one?
Yeah, the Walter Bloomberg.
He was just a couple days ahead. He was just a couple days ahead of the news, maybe like 24 hours.
He was pre-right.
He got it right, yeah.
Yeah, he was just right there. And, you know, they saw how the markets reacted. You know, this huge spike that lasted all of, 5 minutes yesterday when everyone thought the tariffs might be not even coming off, mind you. The tariffs aren't off. They're delayed for 90 days. Now, you know, who knows? A lot can happen in 90 days. But the fact that yesterday the White House didn't just take the win and come out and be like, yeah, we are delaying them. Ben, look, the market's doing great.
It's not even that, because last night, I think, I don't know if you watched it. I know Andrew did because it was in Morning Shots. But last night Trump was at the NRCC dinner. And he was talking about the tariffs in ways that suggested no pullback whatsoever. I think his quote was, "This time I'm doing what I want to do with respect to tariffs.
This time I'm doing what I want to do with respect to the tariffs."
And then within 12 hours, just completely reverses. I'm laughing because I'm relieved for the market. But this is a horrible way to produce global trade policy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And how are business is supposed to make decisions when Trump can turn up tariffs to 125% on a whim and then take them off on a whim? Things are better than they would have been before, but they're not better than they were 3 months ago.
Well, in the most ideal situation, right? I mean, if you were Trump, you would say, well, now you have 90 days to move all your manufacturing to the U.S.
Great. Okay. You have 90 days.
Ideas. 90 days to build factories.
People watch this Bulwark channel, man.
You have 90 days to train people to do all your manufacturing that was done.
90 days to build a factory, hire a bunch of workers, and train them on the process. Yes, that's going to work.
So we should talk a little bit more just about the structure of this tweet, because it's so good. Because all the stuff Ben is talking about.
We have to be technically correct.
A closure reading of
Truth Social post. All the stuff that Ben is talking about is true, if the point of the White House here were to make things easy for the business climate. But all the chaos and stuff, they have not shown any indication that they particularly care or that it matters to them at all. Based on the White House's rubric for how they are strategically assessing all this, this tweet is very funny because – I'm sorry, this post, this bleat is very funny.
Thank you.
Because the whole question for them is, gosh, we've got these markets cratering. How the heck can we stop the bleeding here without making it appear that we are reversing course, that we're weak, that we are –
Well, how do they do that?
Well, the way they do it is by leading off with the China news, right? I mean,
he did vary it.
Based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, I am hereby raising the tariff charged to China by the United States of America to 125% effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. So he leads with I'm the alpha dog. China can't tell the US what to do. It's the other way around. We're the bosses. And then he's like, and also, by the way, because these other countries were nice enough to reach out to us about, to come to us hat in hand and do the sir story, please, sir, what can we give you, sir? Because of that, that's not the reason.
Donald Trump should give a shit
whether any country came petitioning him. He's not rewarding them. He is stopping the bleeding here. And I think it was finally impressed on him that this is the way he could do that while still saving a little bit of face in the eyes.
This is why whenever Tim and I talk and we do the over unders on how long the tariffs will last or if they'll go in place at all, I always take the under because I just feel like this is ultimately just what Trump does. It's erratic. Yeah, his favorite thing is to try to take credit for shit for fixing the problem that he created.
Right, he's gonna say this is the best thing the stock market's had in years.
Yeah,
but, so just to give you an idea, my dentist made this point to me the other day when I went in for a cleaning. He
teeth.
Great, they're doing great, but really, my dentist wanted to talk about the tariffs. That's really what he wanted. He's like, "Your teeth are fine. Let's talk about trade." He pulls away from the chair and he's like, "He's done this before. He's tried this before and every time the same thing. Why does he keep trying the same thing? 90 days, we're going to be back. All right, tariffs are back on. Markets are going to tank. Oh, I took them off. Look at I fixed the problem that I created. Right. Aren't I amazing? We're just going to do this for 4 years, right?
Yes.
Back and forth and back and forth.
Because I think
that's such a good point.
See, my thing, because obviously, I mean, not obviously, but it seems clear to me that he likes doing this. He just likes the chaos, and he likes the idea that he has people calling him and begging him for deals, or that he can cosplay a tough guy on the international stage. He doesn't really care about the actual policy. It's just the ability to have somewhat controlled chaos through which you can negotiate. And that, I think, gets his rocks off. So, yeah, we'll be back here in 90 days.
The funniest thing about this to me, one other thing, is just, I would love to know Peter Navarro's take on this whole thing, because this is not the America First kind of vision that Navarro and even Trump himself have laid out for you know, we're bringing it all back to America. You're going to have to do it here. The whole reason the market is shooting up is because now there's less disruption, because people can just move out of China to Vietnam, move out of China to India or Japan.
Keep buying things from overseas. Right, exactly. Yes. And if the point of this was that, as Trump just said yesterday, we have so much money coming in, billions of dollars coming in. We're going to be so rich. We're going to be so rich. Well, what, now he's making us poor by taking the tariffs off?
Well, exactly. Right, the tariffs were supposed to be the revenue raiser for a bunch of different initiatives. I guess we don't get those now. And then, to your point, Navarro and Stephen Miller, you know, it was all about nationalizing pipelines and supply chains and things like that. And I guess we'll have to wait for 90 days for those as well. I will note, because it's just so extraordinary and it gave me the giggles, Howard Lutnick went on Twitter to talk about the bleep that was put up by Trump. And I just want to read it because I think we should marinate on it for a bit. Scott Bessent and I sat with the president while he wrote one of the most extraordinary truth posts of his presidency. The world is ready to work with the president to fix global trade, and China has chosen the opposite direction. Does this qualify as the most extraordinary truth post of his presidency? I haven't really taken stock of all of the truth posts. It's up there, I guess.
There have been a lot in the first 3 months, I guess. So, you know, maybe
the only one that boosted markets 10% in about 5 minutes. So
I have to say that we, you know, we've talked about the drama between Navarro and Musk in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
The Bessent Lutnick drama is so good. Like, wasn't Lutnick originally supposed to be Treasury Secretary, but then he lobbied too hard for it? So, like, Scott Bessent is only there to frustrate Howard Lutnick, and it's working.
And it's like, you can't keep track of which one's arguing which point. They're either negotiating or they're not negotiating. This isn't negotiating. It's like, there's so many different variables coming from this White House. Any other final thoughts, Andrew and Ben?
We should just be grateful for this moment, because the news is always so stupid, and this is
I'm so grateful. Stupid.
But at least, like, this is one of those stories where they're doing this insanely stupid stuff, but to an outcome that is so much less worse than the one we thought we were going to get.
Yeah, except we're going to be back in 90 days doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, they're backing off, and all the funny is in how they're pretending that they're not, but they are, and it's great.
Yeah, we're still worse off than we were a year ago, but better off than we were a day ago. So there's that. I will say the funniest part of this to me was the very last sentence of Trump's post, which we didn't talk about, which is, thank you for your attention to this matter.
I didn't read that far. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome that I paid attention. All right. Andrew Egger, Ben Parker, thanks so much.